Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this week's program, I'm continuing my look at the many songs of Rodgers and Hart, a songwriting duo that worked in Broadway and Hollywood in the 1920s, 30s, and early 1940s. On our last Rodgers and Hart program, we discussed their early years. In this hour, I'll take a look at the later half of their partnership after they returned to Broadway in the mid-1930s. Sadly, their partnership wouldn't last. Hart's lifestyle spun out of control and he died in 1943. But during these later years, they wrote some of their best songs, including Bewitched, My Funny Valentine, and Where or When. We'll hear these songs performed by Ella Fitzgerald, Tony Bennett, and more. It's I Could Write a Book, the late songs of Rodgers and Hart. Coming up next on Afterglow.
It happened, I felt it happen. I was awake, I wasn't blind. I didn't think, I felt it happen. Now I believe in matter over mind. And now you see, we mustn't wait. The nearest moment that we marry is too late. If you met Miss Jones, someone said we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Oh, then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands, and I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death. And all at once, on the earth and skies, yes. Now I've met Miss Jones. We'll keep on meeting till we die. Yes, Miss Jones and I. Just Miss Jones to me. Oh, then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands, I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death. And all at once sound of the skies. Oh, now I've met Miss Jones. We keep on meeting till we die. Yes, Miss Jones and I. Oh, Miss Jones and I.
Louis Armstrong with Have You Met Miss Jones, recorded with the Russ Garcia Orchestra in 1957. That Rodgers and Hart song comes from the 1937 musical I'd Rather Be Right, a political show written by Moss Hart and George S. Kaufman. The show starred George M. Cohan as President Franklin Roosevelt, who helps Miss Jones get married. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring some of the late songs of the songwriting duo of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Dick and Larry were an unlikely pair. Rodgers was fastidious and orderly. Hart was mercurial and hot-tempered. But a beautifully crafted Rodgers melody flowed perfectly with a witty or heartbreaking Larry Hart lyric. In the mid-1930s, Rodgers and Hart had recently made their return to Broadway after spending several years out west trying to make it as composers in Hollywood. The film musical industry was still in its infancy, while Broadway was booming. Their shows like the circus musical Jumbo and the jazz ballet On Your Toes had become huge hits for the pair, producing songs like Little Girl Blue, My Romance, and There's a Small Hotel. In 1937, their next musical was both a financial and artistic triumph. The musical Babes in Arms produced 5 jazz standards, including My Funny Valentine, Where or When, and The Lady is a Tramp. The musical was about a group of kids who put on a show to avoid being sent to a work camp. Babes in Arms was later turned into a film, starring Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, just 2 years later. I'll play now 2 ballads from the show, beginning with a tender love song to a laughable character from the show named Valentine. This is Chet Baker with My Funny Valentine on Afterglow.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Each day is Valentine's Day. It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who
two ballads from the 1937 Rodgers and Hart musical Babes in Arms. Just now we heard Julie London in 1956 with the song Where or When, and before that we heard Chet Baker with his classic version of My Funny Valentine from 1954. More than any other Rodgers and Hart musical, Babes in Arms was rich with music that lived well beyond the run of the show on Broadway. I'll play now several more songs from Babes in Arms, but this time I'll focus on a couple up-tempo numbers. We'll start with a song that was part of the show within the show in the plot of Babes in Arms. This is Chris Connor with the Rodgers and Hart tune Johnny One Note on Afterglow.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Poor Johnny One Note sang out with gusto and just overloaded the place. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by a gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, how like the north wind brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping, lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping, traffic ceased its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Sing Johnny One Note, sing out. One note.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be punch drunk. The pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No, no more care. No, no despair. Now I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. In love again. In love again.
I've wined and dined on mulligan stew and never wished for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and grifted too from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Cat. But social circles spin too fast for me. My whole Bohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a trap. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, it's old. Hate California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. Follow Winchell and read every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like a prize fight that isn't a fake. I love the rowing on Central Park Lane. I go to opera and stay wide awake. That's why the lady. trap. I like the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. I'm all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
A Rodgers and Hart tune in praise of that single, carefree life. That was Ella Fitzgerald with The Lady is a Tramp, recorded in 1956 on her Rodgers and Hart songbook album. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra from the 1957 album A Swingin' Affair with I Wish I Were in Love Again. And starting that set, we heard Chris Connor with Johnny One Note. All of those songs are from the musical Babes in Arms. Rodgers and Hart continued to work at a breakneck pace after Babes in Arms came out in 1937. They followed it up with the political musical I'd Rather Be Right later that year, and the musical I Married an Angel in the beginning of 1938. Towards the end of 1938, Rodgers and Hart created the first significant musical to tackle a William Shakespeare play, and that was the show The Boys from Syracuse, an adaptation of Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors. The Syracuse in the show was the ancient Greek Syracuse, not the upstate New York Syracuse. And like Babes in Arms, it produced several memorable songs, including this next one, This Can't Be Love. This Can't Be Love appeared 10 times on Your Hit Parade in 1938 alone. We'll hear now a version from 1953, recorded by Nat King Cole and arranger Nelson Riddle. This is Rodgers and Hart's This Can't Be Love on Afterglow.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. Does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes. I love to look in your eyes.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school.
I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me. And loo-bee-boo-dee-loo, loo-bee-boo-dee-loo.
Anita O'Day from her 1960 album Anita O'Day and Billy May Swing Rodgers and Hart. That was Falling in Love with Love, originally from the musical The Boys from Syracuse. Before that, we heard This Can't Be Love from the same musical, performed by Nat King Cole and Nelson Riddle. Rodgers and Hart followed up The Boys from Syracuse with the George Abbott show, Too Many Girls, all about a college football team. Larry Hart helped recruit the show's breakout star, a young Cuban singer by the name of Desi Arnaz. Hart had seen Arnaz perform at a nightclub in New York, and Hart was likely attracted to the good-looking young singer. The show Too Many Girls helped put Desi Arnaz on the map. Here's a song from that show now. This is Peggy Lee in 1953 with I Didn't Know What Time It Was on Afterglow.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. And now I know I was naive. I didn't know what time it was then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was, how sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was you held my hand warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is. I know what time it is. I know what time it is.
Time is a healer, but it cannot heal my heart. My mind says I've forgotten you, and then I feel my heart. The miles lie between us, but your fingers touch my own. You're never far away from me, for you're too much my own. You're nearer than my head is to my pillow, nearer than the wind is to the willow. Dearer than the rain is to the earth below. Precious as the sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is. Nearer than the winter to the fall is. Leave me, but when you're away, you'll know you're nearer. For I love you so.
Tony Bennett and Bill Evans together in 1977 with You're Nearer, a Rodgers and Hart song from the 1940 film version of the musical Too Many Girls. Before that, we heard Peggy Lee in 1953 from her album Black Coffee with I Didn't Know What Time It Was. That comes from the original 1939 Broadway version of that show. A young actress named Lucille Ball starred in the film Too Many Girls in 1940, and it was on that film set that she was introduced to the Cuban singer Desi Arnaz, who also starred in the Broadway musical version of Too Many Girls. 2 months later, the two were married. We'll have more of the later songs by Rodgers and Hart in just a bit. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the late career songs of the duo Rodgers and Hart on this program. By the year 1940, Rodgers and Hart were the undisputed kings of Broadway. They had written over a dozen smash hit musicals, their songs were running up the hit parade, and they were earning thousands of dollars in royalties every month. The success had a particular impact on Larry Hart, who quickly turned to a life of excess and booze once the cash started flowing in at the end of the 1930s. He became increasingly unreliable at business meetings and rehearsals, but he could still be counted on for a heartbreaking lyric when he wasn't at the bar. Unfortunately, without Larry as a fully committed creative partner, the Rodgers and Hart shows sometimes suffered. Their next show, for instance, the show Higher and Higher, was a disorganized flop that only had two redeeming qualities. One was the trained seal that performed on stage, and the other was the lovely song It Never Entered My Mind. Here's that song now, performed by Frank Sinatra in 1955. This is Rodgers and Hart's It Never Entered My Mind on Afterglow.
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. What I lack myself, now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd say a lonely prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my
Frank Sinatra with the Rodgers and Hart tune It Never Entered My Mind from their 1940 musical flop Higher and Higher. That recording came from Sinatra's 1955 Torch Song album called In the Wee Small Hours. Rodgers and Hart's next musical was the seedy nightclub musical Pal Joey, based on the sleazy but engaging low-life characters from writer John O'Hara's short stories. Pal Joey became one of the longest-running Rodgers and Hart musicals, and it starred Gene Kelly in his first breakout role. I'll play two songs from that musical now, beginning with some of Larry Hart's best work as a lyricist. This is singer June Christie with Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered on Afterglow.
He's a fool, and don't I? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it like a babe in arms? Love's same old sad sensation lately. I've not slept since that half pint. Imitation put me on the blink.
I never learned to spell, at least not well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I never learned to count a great amount. But my busy mind is burning to use what learning I've got. I won't waste any time, I'll strike while the iron is hot. If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends. Simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends.
Tony Bennett in 1973, featuring Ruby Braff on the cornet with the song I Could Write a Book. That's from Bennett's Rodgers and Hart album. Before that, we heard June Christie in 1959 from her album Ballads for Night People with the song Bewitched. Both of those songs are from the 1940 Rodgers and Hart hit musical Pal Joey. Rodgers and Hart followed up Pal Joey in 1942 with the musical By Jupiter, a show based in a mythological, matriarchal society. It wasn't an easy show to put together. Hart's drinking had become so severe by this point that he had to write part of the show from a hospital bed. But even still, the duo was able to churn out some fantastic songs, both broad and tender numbers. This was mostly due to the steady hand of Richard Rodgers. I'll play two songs from that show now, both sung by Blossom Deary. And we'll start with the brash Showstopper that was written during the rehearsals of By Jupiter. This is Blossom Deary with Everything I've Got on Afterglow.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, but everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. Hammerlock holes, I've mastered a few, but everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share alike, you get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me, I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two, but everything I've got belongs to you. Sleep and sleep. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two, but everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lot, but everything I've got belongs to you. How he looks. Wait till you hear him laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell. Pensive and sweet and wise, all of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free.
Two songs from the 1942 Rodgers and Hart musical By Jupiter, and two songs from Blossom Dearie's 1956 self-titled Verve LP. We just heard the ballad Wait Till You See Her, and before that, Everything I've Got. By Jupiter would sadly be Rodgers and Hart's last production. Larry Hart had grown increasingly paranoid, irritable, and unreliable. When the next project came to the duo, Hart bowed out for good, unexpectedly telling Rodgers to find another partner. At this point, they had been working side by side for nearly 25 years. Rodgers did find another partner in the established and mannered lyricist Oscar Hammerstein, and the rest is history. Rodgers and Hammerstein's first production was an adaptation of the play Green Grow the Lilacs, which became the musical Oklahoma. Oklahoma was a triumph when it opened in 1943, and a few months later, a forlorn Lorenz Hart went on a bender that sent him to the hospital. He died there in November of 1943 at age 48. I'll conclude this program with one of the final songs that Rodgers and Hart made together, and probably my favorite recording of it. It's a sad tune and a perfect combination of Rodgers' carefully crafted and tuneful melody with Hart's breezy yet heartbreaking lyrics. This is Joe Williams with Nobody's Heart on Afterglow.
Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho, who cares? Nobody writes his songs to me. No one belongs to me. That's the least of my cares. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today. Nobody's arms belong to me. No arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today.
Joe Williams and George Shearing in 1971 with Nobody's Heart Belongs to Me, one of the final songs written by the songwriting partnership of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. And thanks for tuning in to this Rodgers and Hart edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.